This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear OAR, means it's time to go to Howard County's own, our boy, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How you doing?
Howard County's own. Let's go. I'm good. How are you?
I had an old lady give me the finger this morning.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I didn't. I was getting out of the way of a fire truck.
Yep, I think so. Tried to cut the old lady out. No,
cut the old lady
out. Hold on. The old lady was in the back seat, though, Nate.
She wasn't even driving
or in the passenger seat.
Well, just JP could never be wrong. Just the old, I'm sure the 90-year-old lady was wrong, not JP.
How are you, buddy? Are you you kind of getting into football zone, football brain?
Yeah, finally, man. July stinks. Let's get rid of July. Let's all go into comas during July and come back for August. I'm ready for football. The chill in the air, the excitement of the fall season starting, pumpkin spice everywhere, Jaden Daniels throwing for 4,000 yards. I'm very, very fired up.
Yo, it kind of has helped feel more footballish with this little cold front on the Eastern Seaboard. Maybe cold front's not right, but like it hasn't been crazy hot for the last 5 days or so after it was crazy hot for seemingly a month.
Yeah, and now we just get, the big news is that the Bengals are actually going to play some starters during preseason game one, which I guess is exciting enough. I mean, I'll take any football news and call it exciting. So, yeah, I'm just ready for it to go and stay healthy. I'm just ready for football to start and for everybody to stay healthy.
Dude, I just looked this up, B. The practice tomorrow, weather in Massachusetts, high of 78, low of 59. That's great weather, man.
Wait. Low of 59.
And then Friday.
Well, I got to go change the stuff I packed in my bag.
Friday is high of 82, low of 59. But that low is probably at 2 in the morning or whatever. I bet Wednesday morning practice, I bet it's like a perfect 70 degrees, man. I'm here for that. Nate Dogg, we're going to get to a Terry McLaurin conversation, but I want to start with what's happening on the field. I know you will be locked into all the reports coming out of Foxborough tomorrow. What are you kind of most excited for, to like what young players or what players do you want to see and hear have a really strong performance at Foxborough?
Well, given the situation, I think we need Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane to continue to impress. I think we've seen way more hype for Jalen Lane than we have for Luke McCaffrey. Not to say that Luke hasn't, we've seen plenty of people saying that Luke's looked good. Jalen Lane seems like he might be the superstar in the making, or at least someone dependable in the making, which is, you know, what we kind of need right now, a guy who can go out there rookie season, maybe catch 50 to 60 balls. I'm not putting that pressure on Jalen Lane. I'm not trying to say everybody should expect that from him, but every clip I see on Twitter and every quote I see about him kind of says that he's a dude. And I know it's August 5th, and every single preseason, there's always a dude, and then that guy ends up, you know, not becoming the guy. But I like the cut of Jalen Lane's jib so far. I think that he has impressed everybody, and with the Terry situation up in the air, we need a wide receiver to step up, and I don't think it's going to be KJ Osborne, so I'm hoping it's Jalen Lane.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? We're not sure if we see Steph Diggs. I kind of think we will. I'm excited to see some of these young corners maybe get some reps against an accomplished player like Diggs. Is there anything you're kind of focused on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not gone under the radar in a bad way. But, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he is. You don't give up a ton of assets for a guy who you think is the number one corner to have him come in and kind of lay an egg. And last year, I don't think we ever saw him at 100%. I think maybe the best we saw him was at 70 to 75%. Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he can stop opposing teams' number one wide receivers. And I would like to see him at full speed against someone like Diggs, or just, you know, against any allotment of wide receivers in pads, full speed, not knowing the plays. You know, Drake May, I think, is actually a pretty good quarterback to test him. So I think, Lattimore is a veteran. He's a guy who, you know, he has Mikey around him. He has Trey Endless around him. There are other guys, but I need him to be the guy. I need him to be our best corner. I need him to shut down wide receivers. We can't have, you know, 70% Marshawn Lattimore again. We need 100% Marshawn.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked it. I mean, he looked much better this year, moving a lot quicker, doing a lot of coverage. Yeah. But for me, I believe that the secondary has taken a major jump. If you think about it, Jay, I think, two of the defensive backs, cornerbacks that are here now were here last year in training camp. The rest of the guys weren't.
Who's Noah I
and Mikey are only two.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Nate Dogg, think about
it. They overhauled that big time.
Well, they had to. Last year, week one, your top three corners were Forbes, Mike Davis, and Benjamin St. Juice. I think you're right about Lattimore. I think, having watched him plenty over the last couple weeks, and
can you say those three again just for the people at home? So when people say, oh, this team might take a step back, there's no chance the secondary could possibly take a step back unless a meteor hits their film room. That is the worst three I have ever heard. Can you list those three again?
Yeah, it was Mike Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, and Benjamin St. Juice.
Holy moly. The fact that we made the NFC Championship game, never mind didn't have the number one pick in the entire draft with that secondary, is crazy. What a bad room that was. Go on, I'm sorry.
Well, you got me thinking. I think Mike Davis is unsigned right now. See if you can double-check that for me, White Brian. And Benjamin St. Juice, where did he land? I know he got signed. He signed with the Chargers.
He's in the Chargers.
Forbes is on the Rams, I think. Listen, man, I don't need to knock those guys. They're all nice guys. It wasn't good enough to be your top three last year. We saw that.
They did it for you, Jay. You're not knocking them.
Right.
I got you, JP.
Lattimore, though, I have made a point on multiple occasions to just watch him run. And, you know, coverage, and does he maybe get too physical at times? Like, we'll see how that all goes. But just watching him run, he looks all the way back. And he looks like he's running full and doing fine. And
he's getting in and out of breaks like hell, bro.
Yeah, man. If he's ready to go, we had Fred Smoot join the program yesterday. If you missed that interview, check it out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. But Smoot said something that was really interesting, and our video team did a good job of making a video out of it. Smoot said it's time for the fan base to chill on the Lattimore hate and start to expect a full, healthy season from this dude, and recognize how different that can be. Does that sound right to you?
100%. I think last year he battled and gave it his all, and a lot of people were upset with his performance on the field. And I think I came on this show a couple times. I was like, we just need to hit the brakes. A 70% Lattimore is the best option we have out there. And I think it was clear that he was not 100%. And for some reason, he was forced to go single coverage against number ones. And it didn't necessarily turn out great for him. But the alternative was, you know, trotting me out there. And I said, Coach, Lattimore is better. And Coach said, all right. So I think a full off season of getting healthy, everybody, you know, Bemis just said he looks great running. Let's blank page, you know, blank slate, start over with him. We gave up a lot of assets for him. You know, I think a cool thing is Adam Peters went out and made moves for, like, these veterans. Everybody's complaining about the age of this team. But Laramie Tunsil, like, what are you complaining about? We finally have, like, this stud left tackle that we've needed forever. We have a stud corner that we've needed forever. Bobby Wagner's back. Frankie Louvu's back. Von Miller, you know, in spots, you know, he can make a play, get a sack. I love the veteran presence across the board on this team. I don't care about the average age because these guys are proven winning all pro just studs that we've needed for so long.
I got a question for Coach B. Mitch.
Yep.
Nate's on your roster. You got to play everybody. Where's Nate playing for you?
Guard and tackle.
He's got to play.
He's going to guard the water and tackle anybody get close to it.
Maybe wide out?
Nate, I'm going to see. Yeah, he's going to play slot. Little short, correct. Shifty guy.
That's correct. I have great hands. I have phenomenal hands for catching a football.
We're playing with Nerf balls that day.
You got to protect that foot, though, Nate, dog. You can't step on it wrong.
I know. I have bad ankle, bad foot, no speed, not a lot of athleticism. I'm a little fat, but I can catch a football. If I go out there and make one play, it would be like a 5-yard like button hook, and I would catch the ball and get destroyed in the process, but I would catch it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work at barstoolsports.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Nate, I'm going to ask you about two players. Going into this season, how excited are you for another year of watching Jaden Daniels play football?
Yeah, it's a blessing, right? Like, what we saw last year was so one of a kind for a rookie quarterback, and now we just get to see him in year two, and hopefully Terry's back. Terry made his life a lot easier with the contested catches and just, you know, the way he can twist his body to get a read on the football and come down with it in bounds is second to none. But, you know, I know we have to talk about Terry, but Terry aside, it's just Jaden, we know, is so special, and I think I kind of compared it last year to, you know, at the top of the hype. Is this how Patriots fans felt for 15 years watching Tom Brady? Like, you just know every single week you're going to see something special out of the guy, and that's how it felt. And I don't think that's I know it's early. We've seen 1 year, not five, not 10, but it just felt so different mm-hmm. than every quarterback we've ever watched and kind of every player we've ever watched. Like, the aura that he has, we knew if he got the ball back at the end of the fourth quarter, he was going to go down the field and give us a chance to win, and we won those games more often than not. Jaden is just different. He's special, and we're just, I mean, I'll say it till I'm dead. We're just lucky that he's on our team and that the Bears didn't even think to call him in for an interview. They said, no, we want Caleb, a guy who can't hit a net from 5 yards away. That's our guy. And Jaden just sat there, and we plucked him out of the draft, and now he is the savior of this franchise. We could not be luckier.
I think the thing about him is, like, in his second year, like, we ask the question all the time, who's impressing you at camp? And people are saying him. You know, yeah. As good as he played last year, he's still the guy impressing you. Even the coaches feel that way.
Yeah, and that's just with his arm, right? Like, we know that when it's 3rd and 9 and he doesn't have, a guy open, we're just going to watch him run for another 1,000 yards. And we don't even talk about that because his arm talent is so good and just his accuracy is second to none. And then he just does this stuff with his legs, and we're like, oh, yeah, he can do that too. And he's just – he is – if you had to start a team right now, I mean, it's Josh Allen, it's Burrow, and it's Daniels. It's just – and Lamar, I guess. But it's just crazy how good Jaden is. It's just it truly, when you just stop, watch the highlights on YouTube like I do every other day and think about it, it's like, holy, how did we get this guy? How lucky are we?
I might hesitate in leaving Mahomes off that list.
Oh, I forgot about Mahomes. Yeah, man, he's old. But, no, I agree.
talking with our friend –
crazy as hell.
Yeah, correct. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. Give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Let's talk a little Terry. You've been pretty outspoken about where this thing is landing. We had David Aldridge on yesterday from The Athletic. If you miss any of that interview, it's available on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app, wherever you get us. Wherever you get content, we're there, man. DA basically said, you know, now is roughly the time you got to get Terry in, because ideally he plays against the Bengals, or you at least get him full work in that Ravens joint practice, which is about, I don't know, 14 days away, something like that, maybe 15. Do you feel like there's some momentum building with the Terry situation?
Let me say this. Buddy Baker, it's on site. This guy, Buddy Baker, that's his real name of Terry's agent. For those who weren't sure who Buddy Baker is, that is a real name, not a made-for-TV movie fake agent name. That is his real name. And Buddy Baker's client list of NFL players are a bunch of people that he can't even get a tryout. He can't even get onto a practice squad.
And then Terry
McLaurin.
Can I briefly interject?
No.
Yes. So I know Buddy. One of his clients was here last year and played great in Jeremy Chinn. Chinn got good money to go to the Raiders. I understand folks are frustrated with the agent here. Buddy is a real NFL agent. Now, I think focusing on AAV instead of guarantees is a mistake, but, like, we don't need to drag the guy too much.
Buddy Baker is a quack of an agent. He thought that he could, you know, walk into Adam Peters' office and big time him, and Adam Peters laughed him out of the building and said, come back when you're serious, you fake agent. And now Terry's sitting on the sidelines instead of playing because Buddy Baker thought this was going to be his big break in the industry and people would finally take him seriously, and nobody takes him seriously. Terry is getting bad advice from his fake agent, and I can't stand to sit here and watch it go on any longer. Terry needs a real agent who understands the NFL game and NFL front offices, and he does not have that right now. If Terry's agent was anybody else, he would be on the field right now, but he has this sham of an agent who is just trying to destroy his career because Buddy Baker cares about Buddy Baker more than he cares about Terry McLaurin. That being said, I do think that the tides are turning a little bit because Buddy Baker will have to tuck his tail and say, hey, I actually didn't know what I was doing. My apologies, Adam Peters. And I think a deal will get done. I think it'll be somewhere in the realm of 3 years, 100 mil with like 60 mil guaranteed. And I think, I mean, I would say with 90% certainty, Terry, number 17, will play week 1 for our Washington Commanders. It just shouldn't have gotten to this point to begin with. I think it's embarrassing for Buddy Baker. And I trust Adam Peters is going to get the deal done, though.
I think... I, you're doing what you do, and I appreciate what you do. I don't think you're correct.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you're going extremely hard about something kind of as a joke. Like, Buddy's a real agent. I also think, dude, there is some legitimacy that the Commanders probably came in a little below what people expected for the first conversation here. And you do like to think everything moves forward now, right? Between AP and Buddy. And that's clearly where the lack of communication is. Brandon Sossen is the one that actually negotiates the deal, so I'm sure he has an opinion too. There's a lot of NFL agents. I don't think he's strictly the problem. I do think you need to change the focus to guaranteed money, not AAV. AAV can be completely misguided.
Hopefully Buddy Baker is reading Twitter and he's taking notes, because that's probably the extent of his education in this field, is reading Twitter, because he's a fake agent. But yeah, I do think they get it done with more guaranteed money. I agree with you.
When do you want Terry back, besides like yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as possible would be great. When the entire team is on the field taking first team reps and Terry's not, I mean, I guess it helps elevate other guys. You know, it's great that Jalen is getting more reps, Luke McCaffrey's getting more reps, stuff like that. But you want your number one wide receiver, who's about to get paid $100 million, on the field with your second-year quarterback, who, I mean, Jaden is as good as it gets, but he's still just a second-year quarterback, and there's still a full season of tape on him that defensive coordinators have been watching nonstop. How do we stop this guy? So, yesterday would be a great day for Terry to get on the field, but yeah, I don't think he goes out week one and has one catch for 7 yards because of this. I don't, you know, he looks as in shape as he's ever looked. I'm not worried about that, but it's the NFL. Reps matter. You know, practice matters. It's very, very important that the sooner he is out there, the better for everybody.
Buddy also represents Reed Blankenship from the Eagles. I don't think we need to. It is kind of interesting, though. So of the three major holdouts, B, you got Hendrickson, McLaurin, and Micah.
Mm-hmm.
McLaurin is probably the most high-profile agent of Exclusive Sports Group. Hendrickson is the most high-profile agent of, I believe they're the National Sports Agency. A guy, Harold Lewis, runs that.
That used to be my guy.
Really?
Harold Lewis used to be my agent.
Wow. So he's running Hendrickson's thing.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And then
that was the guy, that story I told you the other day?
Yeah.
Harold was agent.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But Micah Parsons is with David Mulligetta, who's one of the most powerful people in football. I don't think, like, holdouts happen regardless of agencies and representatives. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to point out.
I can't wait for the Christmas card with you and Buddy Baker smiling together on vacation.
That's not the case. Dude, I think they are misplaying it. I've been pretty damn clear about this. I don't think the focus should be on AAV. It should be on guarantees.
But, okay, how do you know that, but not Mr. Sports Agent Buddy Baker? Why is Buddy Baker? Buddy Baker walked into Adam Peters' office and said, "We want $40 million a year." Adam Peters looked at him and said, "Get out of my office and come back when you're serious." And Buddy Baker thought that he was just going to, like, big time the Washington Commanders franchise organization front office, and he's not, because nobody respects him. Come back with a real offer when you're serious, Buddy Baker, and that's what he has to do now. He's an absolute clown of an agent.
Thank you, Nate Dogg. We got a break.
Looking forward to the Christmas card.
You don't get one this year.
you won't be getting one this year. I know who you're not getting one from.
My beautiful daughter's smiling. You don't get one, Nate. Goodbye.
See ya.
All right. That's our sort of friend, Barstool Nate. When we come back, what is the latest on the Terry McLaurin contract situation? We got it for you. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.